Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome to Inside Arsenal and welcome to the Amex Stadium, where all the fans now have drifted out of the stadium. I can still hear in the distance Gabriel chants being sung by the ecstatic Arsenal fans as they begin to make their journey back to London after another fabulous, fabulous night, fabulous performance from this Arsenal team, who are just rewriting the record books at the moment with the way they are playing in 2024. 3-0. They won here tonight. It could have been more. This was a proper performance. I remember the 2-0 win against Brighton at the Emirates in December, which up to that point had probably been one of Arsenal's best performances of the season. I think they bettered it this time. They didn't have it all their own way. Brighton are a seriously decent side and they played some good stuff and they caused Arsenal problems in this game. But the way Arsenal dealt with it, the way they stuck it out, the way they defended, and then the way they put Brighton to the sword when they did attack in that second half, really, really impressive. I mean, this was the performance of a title-winning team. Whether they go on and win the title remains to be seen, because no one seems to be slipping up at the moment. Obviously, Manchester City winning earlier on today, 4-2 at Crystal Palace. We'll wait and see what Liverpool do at Manchester United tomorrow. But all Arsenal could do here, and all Arsenal can do between now and the end of the season is win, is look after themselves and focus on themselves. And this was a proper performance, a proper win against a really good team, a side who haven't lost here in the league since September, but have been on the wrong end of a real beating here today. And there was lots of good performances from Arsenal, none more so than Kai Havertz, who I thought was absolutely exceptional. He scored the second goal, he set up the third. But it wasn't just that. Honestly, where I'm sitting at the moment, can't tell, obviously, but I'm literally in the very, very back row of the stadium. And I'm in the overflow section of the press box here, because there's two different press boxes on. So I'm literally, that's the wall, the very back of the top of the stadium. So I get this bird's eye view almost of it, and you watch the work rate from Havertz, and it was just absolutely tireless all night. He gave Lewis Dunk and the Brighton defence all sorts of problems with his physicality, challenging him for every single ball, his link-up plays, smart movement. It was a really top performance from Kai Havertz. There was a lot of good performances from Arsenal players, but I thought Havertz was absolutely exceptional. I keep saying it, I've said it a fair few times this season. It's like, oh, this has been Havertz's best performance in an Arsenal shirt. But I really do think this was his best performance in an Arsenal shirt today. He was so, so good. I haven't seen who got man of the match yet on Sky Sports. I'm just looking down at the moment. Sky Sports are interviewing Bukayo Saka down there pitch side at the moment. Saka was the man who opened the scoring, obviously, in the first half with that penalty. So I haven't seen who got the official man of the match. But if it wasn't Kai Havertz, then I'll be so, so surprised, because he played so well and was so influential in this victory from Arsenal. The first half was a real even affair, I thought, at times. I mean, Arsenal had some really good chances, but I thought in terms of actual play, Brighton certainly caused Arsenal problems. And the way they played through Arsenal's press gave them some opportunities. Brighton saw some, they saw a lot of space in front of them. And not many teams have played against Arsenal, certainly in 2024, have been able to say that. But the way Brighton played through the press did give them opportunities to sort of run at the Arsenal backline. But Arsenal did manage to keep them out when they did do that. It was one shot from Enciso. There was a 1-0 at that point. And Ryan made a fabulous, fabulous save, tipping it wide. Apart from that, though, they didn't really have too many opportunities despite some of their good play. But Arsenal came out brightly. They missed some big chances early on. Bukayo Saka, Gabriel with a header literally in a couple of minutes, and Saka put one wide. Gabriel Jesus put a header wide. Gabriel Jesus had a shot that was really well saved. And at that point, you're like, oh no, four big chances in 15 minutes. You haven't scored one. Is it going to be one of those days? But then Arsenal got the penalty. Gabriel Jesus, who was playing out on the left today in place of Gabriel Martinelli, lovely first touch to kill a ball over to him, ran into the box, got tripped. I think it was Lamptey, wasn't it? He did get a slight touch on the ball, but when you look at the replays, I don't think that's enough for it not to be a foul. I know the Brighton fans around me were certainly really angry, and I know there's been lots of talk on TV about whether it should have been a penalty or not. I look at that and I think, yes, he did get a slight touch on the ball, but I don't think that stops it being a foul because he didn't like deflect the ball away or anything. It still carried on going where Jesus was trying to put it. So I thought it was the correct decision. Maybe that's me speaking with my Arsenal bias, my Arsenal hat on, but I thought it was a correct decision. VAR obviously agreed because they didn't overturn it. And Saka, it was a lovely penalty from Saka, drilled it into the bottom left-hand corner. And that's how it stayed at, until the end of the first half, which was quite a surprise, actually, given how the game was going and the chances both teams were creating. But it was 1-0 at halftime. Second half, it was, you kind of thought this is going to go two ways because you could tell the way Brighton were playing, the way the crowd were. If Brighton had got the equaliser, it would have been really, really difficult here for Arsenal. You could just sense it. The second goal was going to be so crucial. You knew that Arsenal had to get it or they were going to be in for a really, really difficult afternoon because or evening because Brighton were going to have their tails up. And there was just, as you sort of got to the hour mark, it was such a key moment in the game. Mikel Arteta was about to make some changes. Brighton were about to make some changes. And then Arsenal, boom, they got that second goal just at the right time. And it was Kai Havertz, deservedly got it. Really good from Jorginho as well. Lovely pass from Odegaard, who was exceptional as well today, Martin Odegaard, as usual. It goes without saying at the moment when it's Martin Odegaard. And he played the ball into Jorginho, who I thought had a really good second half. Jorginho, first half, at times, because of the way Brighton played through the press, I thought they isolated Jorginho a couple of times. He used his experience well, but the second half, I thought he was excellent. And I don't know what he was doing popping up in that position, getting to the byline deep in the Brighton penalty area, but he kept his head, he looked up and he picked out Havertz with a ball across the six-yard box, and it was a good finish from Havertz, opening his body up to make it 2-0. And like I said, it was just the perfect time for Havertz and Arsenal to score that goal, just to sort of suck the belief out of Brighton and to give them the momentum they needed to go on and win this game. Changes did come after that. Trossard came on, Martinelli came on. Brighton made changes as well. Brighton saw a lot of ball in the like 15 minutes or so after that goal, but you just knew Arsenal were waiting for that time to counter-attack them, and they did it in real ruthless fashion to finish it off to win it 3-0. Trossard with the goal is really funny. Brighton fans were booing Trossard all afternoon because of obviously the former Brighton player and the way he left upset a fair few of them around here. And so they were booing him all afternoon. And then he raced away. Havertz played him through. He raced away. And you know Trossard, when he's in front of goal, he's such a good finisher, such a clinical finisher. And he lifted the ball into the net over the goalkeeper to make it 3-0. And it was just like someone had just hit the alarm and the whole stadium just started to empty. And the Brighton fans, it was pretty funny. I've got quite a good video of it, actually, that I'll upload onto my Instagram story of the game. So that made it 3-0. There was chances after that for Arsenal to actually go on and extend their lead further. Declan Rice, who must be absolutely shattered today, because Declan Rice ran so much. He was getting forward, but then having to chase back because of the type of team Brighton are and the problems they did cause Arsenal when they did play through the press. You had Declan Rice charging back all the time. And yeah, he must be absolutely knackered today. He put one wide. Brighton did have a chance later on, which I loved, because Gabriel blocked it. It was going in, I think. It was going towards the corner, but Gabriel blocked it. And honestly, the celebrations, it was like Arsenal just scored a last-minute winner to win the Champions League. All the defenders in the penalty area ran to Gabriel and celebrated. And, you know, they want this clean sheet. And you just look at what Arsenal are serving up now, the numbers they're serving up in 2024. I mean, this is the fifth consecutive clean sheet in the Premier League away from home for Arsenal. It's the first time since April 1997 that has happened. What's that, 27 years now? They've now scored 38 goals in the league in 2024. That's seven more than any other side. They've conceded just four goals in 2024. That's six fewer than any other side. They've kept seven clean sheets in 2024. That's two more than any other side. They are just playing such fantastic football and producing numbers that are just truly, truly remarkable. And the mad thing is, if Liverpool win tomorrow, they're not even going to be top of the league, which just shows that how incredible this title race is going to be and how tight this title race is going to be until the end of the season. But this was a proper win. This was a really good performance. I really loved every single minute of this. Big, big win for Arsenal.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Okay, I'm going to go through my player ratings now. As you can imagine, they're going to be pretty good given what Arsenal served up here today. So many good performances from Mikel Arteta's side. I'm just trying to bring them up because I did write them down. I don't want to get any of them wrong. So David Raya, as I said, made one brilliant save from Enciso. Enciso was good for Brighton today. He was a real lively talent for them. But he made one really good save. But everything else, there was a couple of misplaced passes in the first sort of 10 minutes or so with Raya. But from that point on, he was excellent. Like I said, that save was brilliant. But he was just playing that sweeper keeper role so well. Some of the passes he did after the misplaced ones were great. He was on the front foot. He was claiming crosses. I thought it was a really top performance from David Raya. I gave him an 8 out of 10. Ben White, I gave a 7 out of 10. Good battle with Enciso. White was getting a lot of grief, like Trossard was from the Brighton fans. It was a good battle with Enciso. Enciso got the better of him at times. White got the better of Enciso at times. It was fun to watch that. I gave Ben White 7 out of 10. Saliba and Gabriel, excellent as always. A couple of brilliant bits from Saliba under pressure in his penalty area where he managed to just turn away from the danger and bring the ball out. Such a good player. Unbelievable, those two, the centre-back partnership they have formed. I gave them both 8 out of 10. As I said, that block from Gabriel later on was a real highlight, as were the celebrations. Zinchenko got the start at left-back today. Struggled early on, I thought, Zinchenko. There was a couple of nervy moments for him. I thought he grew into the game as it went on. I thought he linked up well with Gabriel Jesus at times. But yeah, there are a couple of nervy moments as well from Zinchenko. So I gave him a 6 out of 10. In midfield, Jorginho, as I said, I thought first half there was a times where he just looked like he was struggling a little bit because he was being left isolated because Brighton were playing through the press of Odegaard and Rice. And when they got through, suddenly they were just on Jorginho. But he used his experience well to cope with some of those situations. Really good play to set up Havertz's goal in the second half. I thought he was good in the second half, Jorginho. So I gave him a 7 out of 10. Declan Rice, great battle in midfield. Really enjoyed watching him play. As I said, going to be absolutely shattered. The ground he covered, chasing the ball, going forward, trying to make things happen in the penalty area. Gave him 8 out of 10. He would have deserved that goal that he could have got late on when he put a shot just wide. Odegaard, class once again. His quick feet, his vision, just the way he leads from the front with his pressing, the ball he played for Jorginho, the alertness he showed to see that chance and set that chance up. Top performance from Odegaard, which he just produces week in, week out. Now, I gave him 8 out of 10. Going forward with the front line, Bukayo Saka, I didn't think it was the best of games from Saka. He missed a really good chance early on, which put wide. Good penalty from him. You know, big moment, that crucial stage of the season. We know at this stage of the season, last season, he missed a big penalty at West Ham, which was really, really crucial in the end. But he tucked this one away really, really nicely. And that sort of gave Arsenal the footing they needed to go on and win the game. So credit to him for that. But I didn't think it was Saka's best performance. I gave him a 6. Kai Havertz, I gave a 9 out of 10. I just thought it was a handful all night. As I said, his work rate was tireless. His quality was excellent. You know, he really caused the Brighton defenders all sorts of problems. You could tell how frustrating the Brighton defenders were getting, having to deal with him all the time. He just played really well. He lovely finish for the goal as well. Got in front of his defender, opened his foot up and scored. Got the assist for Trossard as well. So 9 out of 10. Gabriel Jesus, I thought, did a good job out on the left-hand side. A couple of headers he probably should have done better with. One shot that was a really good effort, actually, that was saved well by the goalkeeper. I gave Jesus a 7 out of 10. Subs who came on, obviously, I gave Trossard 7 out of 10, marking his return to his former club with a goal to round things off. Martinelli never really got into the game. Tomiyasu came on to help see the game out. And then Vieira and Nketiah came on right at the end, you know, literally for the last couple of minutes. Arteta, perfect night for him in the end. I thought he got his team selection right. I thought he got his subs right in the second half as well. He'll be absolutely delighted. So I gave Arteta an 8 out of 10 rating here. So that's it from me here at the Amex Stadium. I'll be back tomorrow to sort of sum this game up in a lot more in depth, look at what Mikel Arteta had to say. So please do, if you want to get involved in that show, let me know what you want me to talk about, or what you want to say, and I'll pull some of them together and get it included in the show. You know what to do. Just go down to the comments. Try and sign them off with your name if you can. That'd be really good. Let me know who you impressed by, who you weren't impressed by, if there was anyone. I can't imagine there was in a performance like this. And yeah, just let me know your thoughts on the game down below. But here from the Amex Stadium, it's finished Brighton 0, Arsenal 3. Arsenal back on the top of the Premier League. Bye-bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.